We begin the current daven Masechtas Beis Dafid Gimel. We begin 8 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the top of this Amud, which was quoted on the previous staff. And that is, the Gemara had introduced, by way of explaining a question that the Gemara had on the previous staff, a machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda regarding the chiyuv, when is the chiyuv of Trumas and Maestros Chal, when does it start, the obligation to separate in the processing of one's grain. And that is, there was a differentiation between, if let's say someone gathers and piles up the grain, if it's the purpose to make dough out of it, where then one is allowed to eat a temporary type of eating from that, and it's still exempt from the chiyuv of Truma. Whereas in regards to when one is gathering them to be moil b'melilis, where he's not planning on making it into a goyrin, into a silo, and turning it into dagon, which is when the chiyuv of Truma actually is chal, as it says in the pasuk, that it's called digonecha, your grain. Rather, he just wants to go ahead and use it one at a time to crumble it and take out the grain that way. On that way, at a machlekes, Rebbe said, you're still going to be chayiv, because although now you're never going to have a goyrin, because you're never taking it out and making this mass production to turn it into dough, you're taking one at a time. When you're going to eat, that's when you're going to crumble it to take it out. But now that pile is now the goyrin of that type in this context, because that's the end of the process. That's what the goyrin is. So since in this case, you're never going to come to the kri to make the big pile, smoothing it out. So therefore, that is now the goyrin, and therefore you are chayiv now. Whereas Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda held that, no, you're going to be exempt, because you're never going to come to that stage in the processing, which is when you become chayiv in the truma, which is when it comes into a goyrin, into a silo, into this kri, this pile after all them are taken out of their ears and they're smoothed out. That's only when you have all these gathered together, when you make it into flour to make bread. Here you're not doing that. You're holding on to the ears, and when you're about to eat, that's when you take it off. So since it never reached that stage in the processing, one will be exempt from the chiv of truma. Now on that, the Gemara brings two different versions from Abaya in qualification of the machlekes. I'm Abaya. First version of the Gemara is Abaye says that machlokes b'shibalim. The machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda was regarding ears of grain. And that is, there is where Rabbi Yisi said that you're going to be exempt if you gathered it lemoil malilis, as the term is called, which is not to take them all out at one time and have all the grain piled in one place, but you have them in their ears because you don't take them out. You only do it when you're about to eat them. Because there, the majority of grain is that they're actually threshed. That's how grain is usually processed, is turned into bread. Now, therefore, that means the goyrin of grain is only with what's called miruach, when you're smoothing out the pile. And therefore, he says that if you're not going to do that, and you're going to take the grain and just be moil b'melilis, so you never got to that phase in its processing, and therefore it will still be exempt from the truma. Al-Bakitniyah, however, Abaye tells us regarding legumes, where there are many people that don't break them down from their stalks at one time. Rather, they just, every time they're about to cook something in the pot, then they go ahead and take it out of its pod or where it's growing that legume. So therefore, even gathering them just in their bundles, not finishing off the processing, as we said regarding grain, that would be considered goyrin. And therefore, divrei hakol, there everyone would agree, even Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, that iser yusa tavla, that just having them in bundles together, even though they're still in their stalks and their ears and their pods, that would still be considered tevel. And hence, even Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda would hold that one would be chayv and truma in such a case. Now, that the Gemara wants to say, le misayele, let's say the Mishnah Masechtas Truma supports this differentiation that Abaye is saying. Because the Mishnah says that Misha Hoyle Chavile Tilson, if someone had bundles of Tilson, now Tilson is fenugreek, which is a type of kidneys, a type of legume. Now, and that's, as we see over there, that people would put them a little bit at a time when they're cooking something, then they would put it in to give it a flavor. Now, if let's say one has bundles of this kidneys of Tilson, Shal Tevel, that's still in its state of Tevel. So Harezek Kaisish, so what the person does is they first pounds it. In other words, that's the way of processing it, it's threshing. Umechashiv, and then he calculates on an estimate, kamazer yeshbehem, how many seeds are inside this pod, inside where it grows. Umafresh alazer, and then he separates from the seeds, but ve'ena mafresh ala eitz, but he doesn't separate from the wood, from the stalk that it's growing from, that is the kashim, the straw, he doesn't have to separate it. Now, although actually by this fenugreek, the eitz, the stalk, has the same taste as the pre. However, the Chachamim did not obligate, since as it is, this whole fenugreek, its chiv is only rabbinic in its maisers, the Rabbanan did not require one to take off the maiser on its stalk, as it did require on the seeds themselves. Now, one thing we see from this Mishnah is that we see it's being called bundles of tevel. So we see that isur yasa tavlo. We see that we're having a kitnias that even in its state of being in a bundle, not when it was finished the processing of smoothing out the pile of taking out from the stalk that they grow on, that we're calling it tevel. Now, so therefore the Gemara says, my love, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, wouldn't it be logical to say that who's the Tana of this Mishnah? It's Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. Because that's the chiddush, it sounds like the Mishnah is telling us, that it's by kidneys, which is the case of Tilson. That's where we'll say, because the Amar Hasam, because regarding the case of Shibalim, as we quoted before, there he says, loy tavla, by being in bundles, it will not be tevel, because since generally it is processed into removing the grains from the stalk that they grow on, and the, from the ears, and therefore, there he says that, no, that just being in the bundles, when they're still attached to the ears, that will not be tevel. But here, it sounds like the chiddush is, but since it's tilson, since it's fenugreek, which is the type of kidneys, that's why you will be chayiv, because hacha tavla, that is in contrast to over here, that's what sounds like the chiddush of the Mishnah, which, if you're saying it's Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, is saying that by kidneys it would be tavla. So you see a biased distinction, clearly from this Mishnah, Mesachtus Trumas, that even Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda would agree, by the case of kidneys, that it would be tavla in its bundles. That the Gemara says, loy, it's not a raya, because Rabbi, we could say that the Tana of the Mishnah, besides this Trumas, is Rabbi. But then the Gemara asks, which was the basis of our assumption to say that this supports Abaya, that it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, because the Gemara asks, e Rabbi, if you tell me the Mishnah, besides this Trumas, is Rabbi, so my ear, your tilson, so why would you pick a case of fenugreek, of kidneys, afila shabal nami? What do you mean? You could have said a bigger chiddush where there, it sounds like it's something, as Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda's logic was, that shibalim, when we're talking about ears of grain, that's something generally processed. And if you didn't, if they're still in their stalks, then you would say that would make sense that you don't have to take off chuma. So why say kidneys where there are some people that do not, meaning there are many that don't go ahead and remove them, because they only do it as they're about to cook something and they do a little bit at a time. With there, you could say, okay, you could understand why it would be chayiv and chuma, even though they're in the bundles, because that's the end of the product line for many people. But Shibalim is a bigger chiddush. So if it's going like Rebbe, who he holds even by Shibalim, we're going to say that it's Chayiv and Shuma, even in this nascent stage. So why would he pick the case of Tilson and not the case of Shibalim? So therefore, it sounds like it is Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda, and because he agrees by kidneys, like Abai said. Then the Gemara retorts back, no, Elamai, what do you mean? So what do you want to infer then? So you want to say it's not Rebbe, because if it was Rebbe, then they would have said even a bigger chiddush, the case of Shibalim, of wheat. But Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, so you want to say the what? So it's Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. But then the question is, even according to him, you would have the same question. We should have said other types of kidneys, where that even in, when they're in a bundle, they become tevel, even though by all those other types of kidneys, many people do make them into piles and do smooth them out. And when they produce them, they finish off the product the way they do by wheat, the kolshkin tilson. And then I would have said most definitely by fenugreek, where many people hold on to it because they only put in a little bit at a time, because they put it in even with this stalk inside the pot that they're cooking to sweeten it up. So why would even the contrabiyasi bihudo, who if you're saying like Abaye that he agrees by all the other types of kidneys, so why would he pick the case of tilson then? Say, but other types of kidneys, which would be a bigger chiddush, where there, even though there are many that do process it, still we're saying that it would be chayiv and truma at this nascent stage. So then you have the same question. So what does it help by saying it can't be Rebbe, because then he would have said a bigger chiddush? Even Kortav Yisrael Yehudi should have said a bigger chiddush than the case of fenugreek. So Ella, rather, what you have to say is, tilson is trichalai, that there's a specific chiddush in the case of fenugreek, and therefore you could even say that it's not a raita abaya, and that the Tana of the Mishnah Masechta Trumas is Rebbe. And you're right, the same thing would apply to shibalim, to ears of grain too, but still and that it doesn't support abaya. So why would we pick the case of tilson if it's even like Rebbe, that even would it be by case of shibalim? Because Salkedad Chemina, I would have thought to say, Hoyl v'tam etzoy per yushava, since by fenugreek, the stalk has the same taste as the seeds, and therefore lifrish namaya eitza. I would have thought that you have to separate trumas from the eitz too. Kamash Milan, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah Masechtas Trumas. You're right. Regarding the other chiddush, regarding that the obligation starts now even before it's fully processed into this miruach, that you're right, would even apply by shibolim. So why we picked tilson? That was for a different chiddush, to say that I would have thought that not only is it obligated, but even eitza, even the stalk is also obligated. That's why we said that no, even though it's obligated, but the stalk is not. And that's why we picked the case of tilson, because it had a different chiddush that we wanted to tell you regarding the case of tilson. But however, there's no raya to abaya to prove that Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda would agree in the case of kidneys that you are chayv and truma even if you didn't fully process it. Igadami, those that say that the qualification of abaya in a more lenient interpretation. Abaya says, Machlekes b'shibon. He says, actually, the whole machlekes between Rebbe and Reis Behuda was only by the stalks, by the ears of grain. And that is, there is where Rebbe says that you're going to be chayiv. And the reason is because there are many that do gather, even wheat, to eat it in what's called melilois. What does that mean? For example, people would take grain right before they're about to eat it. They take it out of the stalk and then they put it into the oven and they make it into a crispy, crunchy snack. That's what's called kaloyas. That's something, therefore, where Rebbe wants to say that even when you gathered it together in the stalks, that would be garland, because many people do actually not turn it into this miruach, because they eat it every time when they're about to eat it, then they take it. So that would obligate it already in its trumas. Abakitnias, but regarding legumes, where generally when people gather them together, it is, as we said, it's different than the other cases. One would actually turn it into a miruach. They would smooth it out and make it into a pile right away. There, everyone holds actually that if you turn it into bundles, that if it's still in its stalk, if it's still in its pod, that then just making the bundles, it would actually not make it into tavel. That even Rebbe would agree that one would not be obligated in that stage, because generally, legumes, you go ahead and you finish off the processing the way we had explained in the first version that people do by wheat. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, which was brought before as a support for what Abayat said. Now the Gemara used it in the second version as a question. Meisvei, we learned in that Mishnah, Misha Hagli Chavili Tilson Shel Tevel. If someone had bundles of this fenugreek, again, which is kidneys, of Tevel, so this is seems clearly not like Abaya, because we're calling something that's a bundle, which means to say that they're still in their stalks of the fenugreek, and yet it's calling it Tevel. So you see that it could be Tevel already at that stage. So on that, the Mishnah tells us, Hareza Kaisish, so what the person does is he pounds it. Umechashav kamazer yesh ben, he estimates how many seeds there were inside of it. Umafresh al azer, and then he separates the trumas on the seeds. Vein umafresh al eitz, but he doesn't have to separate on the stalk itself. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, my lav, doesn't it sound like what the Mishnah is telling us, is that tevel tovel shal truma. Now, the reason why we're using this terminology is because of what the Gemara is already forewarning, what the Gemara is going to answer. In other words, it sounds like we're talking about a regular Yisrael who has his produce, and we're calling it tevel, even though he never called anything. He just gathered the bundles together, and they're still in their stalks. And just like that, it's called tevel, and that you're going to be chayv and truma, even though there was no miruach done to it yet. Where, because the first stage of all maestros is truma, as it says, that's called rachis. So, but one thing is that we see, as it sounds like, that bundles of fenugreek, which are kidneys, are called tevel, which is not like Abai in the second version said, because he said everyone would agree, even Rebbe, that regarding kidneys, that there is no chiv of truma, because generally people make it into miruch, into this smoothing, they remove it from its pods, from its stalks, regarding kidneys, and therefore everyone would hold that you're pater. And here we see a case, clearly according to somebody, that you're going to be chayv. And the Gemara says, loy. Actually, it's not a contradiction to what Abai had said, because here we're talking about tevel tovel shal trumas maestras. We're talking about a state of tevel regarding the halacha of trumas meiser, which is that a Yisrael, someone that has his plantation, he has his produce, he has a chiv of separating truma, gives to the kohen, has a chiv of giving meiser, which is a tenth that he gives to the levi. Then the levi has to take what's called trumas meiser, which is a tenth of his tenth that he got from the Yisrael, he has to then give that to the kohen. Now, regarding that is what we're saying, there will be a status of tevel on this legumes, even though it's still in the state of not miruach. In other words, that it's still in the stalks, where really it's like a baya. That even Rabbi would agree regarding legumes, which is the case that we're told, matilson, fenugreek, that it will not have a chiv of truma in the stage when it's still in the bundles. But even though we see clearly in this Mishnah that there is, that's told about something else. It will have a status when you give the meiser, even though there was no chiev yet, but you gave the meiser to the levi in the state of the bundles, then we're saying that then there will be a chiev of tevel, which not the tevel of truma gedoyla, which is generally what we're referring to all along, which is the chiev of Yisrael to give to the kohen, talking about the levi's chiev of his meiser to give a meiser from that, which is called trumas meiser to the kohen, until he does give from that, from his own meiser, his meiser is called tevel. That's what we're referring to. We'll have a chiev of tevel, even in a bundle, when he gets it from the Yisrael. As the Gemara explains in more specific, the Amr Bavo Amr Mishim Malakish, it's in regards to a specific case. Maiser Rishon Shehegdimui. Regarding the Maiser Rishon, where we have that the Levi went and took Maiser Rishon before Truma Gedoyla. And that is, truthfully, what we're talking about is that making the kidneys into bundles will not be considered the gemar malacha, and therefore, actually, as Abayat said, everyone would agree you're going to be pater. Now, had it been regarding a Yisrael, you're right, it would not have been called tevel. But what we're talking about here is a ben Levi. We're talking about a Levi where he went first to the Yisrael, and he took his Maisa Rishon when it was still in the bundles. Now, since on these bundles, they already had a status of Maiser on it, because that's what he got, a tenth from the Yisrael. So now they become Tevel by him to obligate him to take the Trumas Maiser from his Maiser. Because as we said before, a Levi has an obligation, which if he doesn't, it's actually Chiva Misa, to give a tenth from that to the Kayin. Now, therefore, that has all the halachas of Trum on it, as the Torah calls it, his Maiser, to give a Maiser of that is called Trumas Maiser. And therefore, it has the halacha of tevel before that. So again, as we're explaining, the specific of this case is when the Levi went and took his Maaser Rishon before the Truma Gedolah that the Kohen is supposed to get actually before him. He took it b'shibolim. He took it when it was still in the ears of grain, when it wasn't yet processed past that. On that, Reb Shimon Lakish said that Shmoi, the actual calling of this Maaser, which the Levi went and took, in this early stage of when it was in the ears, and it's called Maiser, that itself, that it was designated as Maiser, is Toivloi, is what makes it in the status of Tevel, that you're forbidden to eat from that Maiser, even a temporary type of eating, and it will be a Chiv of Misa, like old Tevel, until he goes and he separates Litrumas Maiser, he separates Trumas Maiser from his Maiser, where later on the Gemara is going to explain the reason. But one thing that we see is that it's not a contradiction to Abaya, because actually we're not saying that it's going to be considered Tevel in the stage of bundles. It's only the Maiser of the Levi will be in the state of Tevel until he gives to the Kohen the Trumas Maiser from that. Now, but based on this, the Gemara asks, if the way you're explaining this Mishnah, that it's talking about a Ben Levi, you're talking about a Levi, that it's regarding Trumas Maiser, so then the question becomes regarding the next phase of what the Mishnah says. Kaisich Lamali. Why does the Levi have to pound it? In other words, to create it into dagon, which is he's turning it into grain, to remove the grain from the stalk, from the ear of the grain. But Lamale, let him tell the Kayin, Kihechid Yahavali, just like it was given to me from the Yisrael, Hachi Av Nilach, that's the way I'm going to give it to you. In other words, if it would be like we had assumed in the question, they were talking about a Yisrael and he's giving the Truma Gedolah to the Kayin, so then we could understand that Isur Yasid Tavla, that we were saying that the bundle is what makes it into Tavla. So we would understand why you have to be Kaisish, you have to pound it first before you give the Truma to the Kayin, because it says in the Pasuk, the Chiv of Truma is Degantcha, is when it's your grain, which is in, when it's already removed from the stalk. Now, and then we would understand that although these are only Chiv Trumas Midrabanan, but the Rabbanan make their qualifications as derises. But since we're talking about that it's Trumas Maiser, which the Levi could tell him, he says, look, I don't have a Chiv to give you the Gantcha, I'll give it to you the way I got it from the Yisrael, and therefore why does he have to process it further if we're saying it's Trumas Maiser? I think my answer is, I'm a Rava Knossa. You're right, it's a penalty because this Levi went and took his Maiser before the Kohen took his Truma, which he caused the a transgression of what it says in the Torah, because someone that changes the order of the Maisers is over on the negative prohibition. As the Pasuk says, Milei Ascha v'demacha lo yisa'ach, which the Pasuk is saying, that do not be ma'acher, don't do later your Truma, to do it having Maiser coming before it. Because as the Pasuk puts it in the order, the Reishis is Truma, then comes Maiser. But here the Levi went and he tricked. He did subterfuge. He went first and took his Maiser, thus cheating some of the produce of the percentage that the Kohen will be getting. He will not be getting on the tenth that the Levi took first. And therefore, we penalize him and we make him first process it into Dagon when he's giving the Trumas Maiser to the Kohen, although generally he could just give what he got. Here we will have to process it first. As the Gemara says, Tanam Hoch is similar in the Braisa, that we find that by Truma, when it's given to the Kohen, it has to be given as a state of Dagon, in its final process stage. And again, in this case where the Levi went and took before the Kohen, so now when he's giving his Truma's Maiser, he has to give it as the Kohen normally gets his Truma, which was partly taken away by the Levi, also in the state of Dagon. And that's why he has to be Kaisish at first, he has to pound it first. As the Braisa says, Ben Levi, regarding a Levi, Shenosna lo shibolim b'maisroisam, that he was given his Maiser when it was still in the ears, again in this early stage. Then he has to first make it into a silo, In other words, he has to first take off the grain from the ears and then give that to the kain. Similarly, anavim, if he got in the earlier stage of grapes, oisoisin yain, he has to first turn it into wine. Say some olives, oisoisin shem, he has to then make it into oil. Umafresh aleim trumas maisa, and then he separates the trumas maisa from it. Vinois the kain, and that's what he gives to the kain. And the reason is because shekashem shet truma gedayla in the Nutella, just like we said, the truma gedayla is only taken, and we continue on Tamid Beis, only elam and hagorinum and ayakim, only from the silo and from the wine press. And that is, which means to say that the process has to be finished. As the Pasuk calls it, Dagon, Tirosh, Yitzar, it says in their final stages of when they're in grain and when they're wine and when they're oil, that's when the Chiv is. So, Kach Trumas Meister, so too the Trumas Meister. Now the Levi has to go ahead and give it to the Kayan. Ein Nitalis, Elim, Nagurin, Umin, Yaakov, it has to be from the silo, from the winepress, has to be fully processed. As we said, that's a Knas in this case where he went and went before him. So then he has to give it what he's giving, not what he got from the Yisrael, but actually finishing it up into the final product. And therefore, again, it's not a question on Abaya. It could be, like Abaya said, everyone agrees by kidneys, by legumes, that there is no chiv when they're in the bundle of truma. Although the Mishnah seems to say clearly such a case, that's not talking about the tevel of a Yisrael, that's talking about the tevel of a Levi, and it's only because the status of truma was chal on it, by virtue of calling it something that is Maisa, which he got, now the Chiv already starts, and that's why it will have a status of Tevel to have to separate Truma, but by the Yisrael, it wouldn't have until it was finally finished in the state of Miruach. Now in that Mishnah, as we just qualified, it was actually talking about the Halacha of Trumas Maiser, but be that as it may, it was saying that even though it's in the in a bundle state, you still have to go ahead and separate the Truma to give it to the Kain. So on that it said that you pound it, and then mechashiv, then you calculate an estimate how many seeds there are in there, and then that's what you give, but you don't fenugreek, which is legumes, that you don't have to give from eitzel, even though it has the same taste as the seeds themselves. So on that the Gemara asks, hamadi debayi, but it has to be as exactly measured, not just an estimate. In other words, had it been as we had asked in the question, as we had assumed that it's talking about Yisrael, who's giving Truma Gedayla, there we could understand the terminology of the Mishnah that's talking about Mechashiv, where you're estimating, because actually that's how Truma Gedayla could be given, as an estimate. Because Truma Gedayla doesn't say an exact shear, a measurement in the Torah, it just says Reishis Degantcha, the first of your grain. Now the Rabbanan, they say that, a nice measurement will be this amount, a medium-sized measurement, which is somewhere on the middle road, give that amount, and someone that is a little bit stingier, he'll give that amount. Now, however, we can understand that an estimate would be good enough, because even if you give only one kernel, you give just one piece of grain, that would exempt the whole pile, min ha-tayra. Now, however, but now that we're qualifying to answer up Abaya, that it's talking about a Levi, and it's talking about Trumas Maisa, which the Torah tells us in Bamidbar Yudches has to be Maiser Min HaMaiser, a tenth of the tenth that he got has to go to the Kayin, so then you have to give an exact calculation, it has to be a tenth. So why are we saying that you estimate? Now the Gemara answers, Hamani, who is the Tana of this Mishnah, it's actually Abba Elazar ben Gimelhi, who he says that actually Trumas Maiser is enough of an estimate, although you have to give a tenth of a tenth, one can estimate that amount. The Tana Galinda Brisa. Abba Elazar ben Gimel Omer, it says in the Pasuk in Bamidbar, V'nechshav lochem trumaschem, that this will be considered for you your truma. Now, this is a Pasuk that's in context of what was said to the Levium. Now that, what is trumaschem? That's plural. B'shtei trumas hakasam adabah, the Torah, the Pasuk is talking about two different trumas. Achas, one of them is, as the Pasuk continues and says, kedogim in agayrin, it will be like the grain of the silo, that is truma gedayla. That's a reference to truma gedayla. The achas, and one of them, which the pasuk there says, trumaschem, that's trumas maisa, that's a reference to the maister min ha-maisa that the Levi gives to the kayan. Now, therefore, we're equating the two of them, when it says the plural, two types of trumas, one is truma gedayla, and one is the trumas maisa the Levi gives, to say, kishem shet truma gedayla nitelis ba'imid, just like regular truma, which is given from Yisrael to the kayan, is given an estimate, as we just explained, because there's no measurement that says in the Torah, uvimach shava, and also it could be given even with thought. And that is, someone can just look at his pile, and he could look at one side of it, and then eat from the other side. In other words, he could look over there and designate it just with visual, and thinking, okay, I want that part to be truma, and then he could go ahead and eat from the other side, because as it says in the pasuk, v'nechshav, which is the lashon ha-machshava, now although it says regarding both of them, so why does it say that we're learning trumas maiser from truma gedayla? Actually, that's only going in reference to the context of oimid, of estimate, because actually the halacha of machshava was said clearly by both of them, by Trumas Maisa and Truma Gedayla. We wouldn't have to learn that from Truma Gedayla, But however, what we're learning it from the context of Eimid, of Estimid, just like that we know there's no Shir but Truma Gedayla, Kach Trumas Meiser, they tell us Ba'Eimid Machshava, so too we know that Trumas Meiser can also be taken with an estimate and with just thinking by saying, okay, I want that to be the Trumas Meiser and that I want to be able to eat for myself, that's permitted, so too by Trumas Meiser, but therefore it's not a contradiction that actually it could be like how we had resolved for Abaya. There's Tomat a Levi, and therefore in the earliest stage it became Tevel, not because in bundles, because generally that's not enough, it's just because it already had the status of Truma, because you already had Meiser, which is the Chiv of Meiser, Minha Meiser. And that's why one will have a Chiv, and therefore it's not a difficulty why you could be Mechashiv, because actually we're going like the Manda Amma that holds, you could estimate even the Meiser Minha Meiser that the Levi gives to the Kayan. So Guvi, the Gemara quotes, the Halacha we mentioned on Amr Aleph, that Amr Bavo, Amr B'Shem Malakish, Meiser Rishon Shekdimi B'Shibon, said that the first Meiser that the Levi takes from the Yisrael, if he went and he went before the Kayan took his Truma, which is really supposed to come first, and he took it in the early stage of when it's still in its grains, so on that he said, Shmoy Toiv L'Trumas Meiser. He said, that is how he explained the case of that mission over there, to resolve Abaya, that it's not talking about a Yisrael giving to the Kayan that's Chayiv in the state of Tevel when it's in bundles, even those legumes. It was talking about that because it was already designated as Meiser, which now is Tevel in regards to the Trumas Meiser has to be taken off from that to give to the Kayan, that already has the Chiv already, even if when he took it in the earliest stage of the grain, because although generally there's no Chiv to the Kayan when it's in Shibolin, but since he took it and therefore became Meiser, so that becomes a Chiv of Trumas Meiser now to give Trumas Meiser from it. Now that the Gemara asks my time, what is the reason, why is the Chiv already at that earlier stage of in the ears if that's not usually when the Chiv is to give to the Kayan? That Amar Rava says that Hayil B'Yatza Love Shei Meiser, since it already had a designation already of Meiser on it, and the Torah tells us V'Hari Meisim Imenu Meisim Na Meiser, that you should separate it, which is a Truma, from that from a Meiser, a tenth from that tenth, which means what the Levi got, a tenth from the Yisrael, he has to give a tenth of that to the Kayan. So now, from once it already was called Meiser, then the Torah says, oh, that Meiser, you have to take Truma from that, a tenth from that, to give it to the Kayan, and therefore it already has that designation of Meiser. Oh, so right away it becomes a Chiv of Trumas from that Meiser, and that's why it's obligated, even at an earlier stage of grain, because he went earlier and took it in that stage of ears of grain, and when it's in the stalks, so even though it's usually only Chal later, but since it already has the shame of Meiser, it starts already now. Now the Gemara continues in a similar regard to this halacha of Rav Shimon Lakish, that another aspect of this halacha. Now, Rav Shimon Lakish said regarding if the Levi goes and he beats the Kayan to it, and he goes before the correct order of the Kayan getting first Truma Gedayla, which is only once it turns into Dagon, which when it's fully processed, when it's still in the ears, he goes and he takes a tenth from the Yisrael. So now we said that already obligates him in Truma Gedayla, in the Trumas Meiser that he has to take off. However, Rav Shimon Lakish, what he does say is that Meiser Rishon Shekdimi B'Shibolin, if the Levi goes and takes his first Meiser, when it's still in the ears of grain, Pata Mitruma Gedayla. However, although we said that that's when he's going to already be Chayv in Trumas Meiser, but Truma Gedayla, which the Kayan was supposed to take first, which because Truma is called Rashis, the first, now only afterwards is the Levi supposed to take his tenth, what's left over after the Kayan gets his Truma. Now here the Levi went and took first his Meiser, so it comes out that part of the Levi's Meiser has in it the Truma Gedayla that was supposed to be taken first. Now, because the Yisrael wasn't able to give it, and let's say he's giving him 1/50th, that means 1/50th of what the Levi had taken has inside Truma Gedayla, so it comes out the Kayan's losing. Even so, Rav Shimon Lakish is just teaching us the Levi is going to be exempt from the Truma Gedayla that's in this Meiser Rishon that he took. Shenem, like it says, a pasuk in Bamidbar, it says, V'hari Meisim Mimenu Trumas Hashem. It was said to the Levium that they should separate from their Meiser a Trumas Hashem. Now that the Pasuk explains what is the Truma that should be taken off from the Meiser Levi has to give to the Kayan. The Pasuk continues, says, Meiser min ha-Meiser, a tenth from the tenth, which the inference is, Meiser min ha-Meiser matilach. I told you to take a tenth from the tenth, but not also to take a Truma Gedayla and the Meiser from the Meiser. So therefore, even though he went improperly and went before the Kayan, which has in the Truma Gedayla, he doesn't have to separate from it the Truma Gedayla, which was supposed to be given part of that to the Kayan, which what he has in his Meiser, only Meiser min ha-Meiser, but not Truma Gedayla and Meiser min ha-Meiser. However, the Gemara asks, similarly, Rav Pabla Abaya, Ihachi, if that's the case, that you have a pasuk that tells us no matter what it is, even though he beat out the kohen and has some of his truma gedolah, he only has to take off trumas ma'isa from it, which are a tenth from the tenth, and not more than that. Then afilu hikdimoiv. So then, even if the levi goes and takes his ma'isa before the truma bikri, when it was already smoothed out, when the grain was already moved from the ears, nami, the levi should still be exempt from giving truma gedolah from his ma'isa rishon, because that's the pasuk that you bring. No matter if he cheated him out and went before, and he has to give ma'isa mina ma'isa, but not the truma gedolah that he went and took it before. And however, we know the halacha is actually that when it was already smoothed in the pile, that then if the levi goes and takes his ma'aser rishon, then he has to give, besides his ma'aser rishon, besides his trumas ma'aser, he has to also give the truma gedolah that he took. So what's the pshat if you have a pasuk? So amalei sabai setra papa alecha amakra. Regarding something like what you just said, the pasuk in Bamidbar comes to tell us that you shouldn't say what you just asked. Because the pasuk says, and the correct ears is, mikol matnai seichem terimu, from all your gifts, you should take off a separation as kol trumas Hashem. All the separations of Hashem. Now this was said in the context of what was said to the Levim. And therefore the Pasuk says, kol, all the trumas have to be taken off from your Meiser. That is anything that's included in truma, even the truma gedolah. Now, so that the Gemara asks, Umari Isa, but what did you see fit to make such a differentiation? In other words, there's a word kol that's coming to include. That you say that's going on when it's already a kri, when it's smoothed out in the pile of all the grain separated from the ears. Yet the other pasuk that exempts, you say that's toma if he went earlier when it was still in the ears of the grain. Maybe the opposite. Maybe if it goes by the ears of the grain, then he's obligated in both. But when he takes it when it was already smoothed out, then he only has to give ma'isa mina ma'isa. How do you know that it's the way you interpret it? So that the Gemara answers that, no. Hi, when he goes before the kain, when it was already a kri, it was already smoothed out in the pile, idgin, it already became dagon. Because it's already now has the grain removed from the stalks. Now, from when it becomes the state of dagon, then the obligation comes to already give it to the kain, as the pasuk says, "Reishis dagoncha, the first of your grain." Therefore, it would make sense to say that the pasuk that merits the truma gedolah to the kain, even what the levi took already, would be going on when it's in the state of kri. But v'hai, in the case of shibalim, when it's still in the ears, lo yidgin, it didn't become dagan yet, which means to say that the chiv to the kain was never chal yet, it didn't start yet, it only begins when it's dagan. Therefore, if he beat him out at an earlier stage, it would make sense that that is the pasuk that exempts him from giving the truma gedolah, and only to give ma'isim the ma'isim, because the obligation of the kain never started when he took it. But if the obligation was there, and then he took it, it's like he's stealing from the kain, that was what that pasuk would be saying when it's in the state of kri, that you would have to give not only ma'isim the ma'isa, but kol trumas, even the truma gedolah that he went and went before him on. Now the Gemara continues on this theme that we're discussing regarding the completion of the process of the grain or the legumes, the things that he's finishing up. That is when we said that's when the chiv of truma begins, when it's dogon, tirish, and yitzer. So now the Gemara discusses that regarding halachas of trumas and ma'isers, and also regarding the obligations of the isra of doing malacha on Shabbos. So now in Hossam, we learned over there in the Mishnah Masechtas Ma'isers. Says Hamakalif Sa'irim. If someone's peeling barley, that is, he's peeling barley to eat it in its raw state. Mikalif achas achas vi'oichel. So he can peel one at a time and he could eat, which means say without taking off ma'aser first, because that would be in the context of what's called achilas aroi, temporary eating. And obviously we're talking about that it wasn't smoothed out yet. So therefore, when you're peeling it from the stalk of the barley that it grows in. Now, however, if he peels them and then he puts them in his hand, then chayiv, then he's going to be obligated ma'aser, because that's already a kviyas, that's already establishing, you're already not eating one at a time, you pile them up in your hand, that would be a kviyas, and that would be an obligation already of separating ma'aser. Now, in that, Rabbi Elazar ben Elazar says, v'chein l'shabbos, the same distinction that we're saying regarding the halachas of ma'aser applies to Shabbos too, and that is if someone takes one at a time, and then he takes it out of what's encased in, and then he eats it, that will not be included in the Isra of Shabbos of what's called mafarik, which is unloading, which is a telada, a derivative of the amalach abdash, of threshing, which you remove it from what it was encased in, because this is what's called kalach yad, it's done in an indirect way, and therefore it's not going to be included in the malach abdash. But if he gathers them into his hand, that's already like a processing of being done of dash of threshing, and therefore the person would be chai for the malacha of dash of mefarik on Shabbos if he did that. So therefore that's the same distinction that's said regarding the malachas of ma'isus. And that the Gemara asks, Ini, is that really so? That it's going to be usher on Shabbos if one gathers them in his hand? That's going to be considered dash as we're making that distinction regarding ma'isus, which is like a kviyas. But for Rab, but we have regarding Rab, the Mekalfalei de Besu Kasi Kasi, his wife would peel for him cups full of barley that were peeled, that were shelled on Shabbos. And obviously, his wife is not going to be doing Isser Malacha Abdash on Shabbos, and yet you're saying that that would be considered, if you gather a pile in one shot, just like it's Kafiyas of Maisa, that would be considered the Malacha Abdash on Shabbos. Similarly, Reb Chia, Mekalfalei de Besu Kasi Kasi, his wife also peeled from cupfuls of that on Shabbos. So therefore you say that's not true, like what it sounds like Rabbi Elazar is trying to say, that that would be an Issa of Malacha on Shabbos of Dash. So if the Gemara says, Eliyit, rather, if we had this extension of Rabbi Elazar comparing the halachas of Shabbos to what it says over there in that Mishnah, besides the Meisters, a Seifet. It must be going on the end of that Mishnah over there. Where the Mishnah then continues, it first it was talking about barley, now it talks about a similar process done by wheat. Hamoyel melilei shel chitim. If someone goes in these crumbling, which is basically a similar process that he holds a stalk of wheat, and then he crumbles it, he rolls it, and out comes the grain of wheat. So then minapech al yad al yad. So then he can blow them, meaning a way of separating it from what it's attached to, either the gear says a little bit at a time, or some have a gear says mashal does miyad liyad. He can blow it from hand to hand, and thereby removing it from the chaff from what it's attached to, and then he could eat it without taking off meiser. Again, because that's considered like an achilas sarai. But v'imnafach, v'nasan l'techeka, but if he blows it, and then he puts it into his lap, meaning on the bottom of his garments, then he's going to be chayv, because that's already considered kvias. Now, that, Omer Belazer, that's what Belazer said, v'chein l'shabbos, that the same thing applies to Shabbos, where here we're making a distinction between barley, where we see that the wives of the Tamid HaChamim did a bunch at a time, where that's not going to be considered dash, because that is considered klachiyad. But regarding wheat, that we're saying that if you're going to do a bunch at a time and put it into your lap, that already will be considered already procedural in the sense of making a kvias out of it, and therefore it's going to be chayiv and maestris. And the same thing regarding Shabbos, that would be the malacha of dash and Shabbos. Now on that, the Gemara asks, maskev lo Reb Abba bar Mamon. So you're saying Vereisha regarding the first part of the Mishnah, regarding peeling barley and putting into one's hands a bunch of them, which is like we brought the cases of when the wives of the Tamid HaChamim would put it into cups. You're telling me L'maiserin, that for Meiser, yes, that's going to be considered a kvias, and hence one would be obligated in Meiser already. But L'Shabbos Lai, as we said, that we see from those wives, that for Shabbos, that's not going to be considered a kvias to be chayiv for doing a malacha of Dash and Shabbos. And that is what Reb Abba Mamel asks. Umiyaka midi, is there such a thing, delinian Shabbos levigamar malacha, that regarding Shabbos not considered a completion of the malacha to be chayiv in it? Ula meiser havigamar malacha, and that regarding meiser we're saying it is a completion of the malacha? Where do we find such a thing, that to say that Shabbos will not be considered gemar malacha, which is what we're saying here regarding the cupfuls of the barley, but for meiser it is considered the completion, hence chayiv and meiser? On that, the Gemara asks back, maskev l'Rav Shesha bar Davidi, d'loy? What do you mean? We don't never find such a thing? But v'hagarnon l'maiser, but regarding creating something as a geirin, as a silo for being obligated in meiser, in other words, we find many malachas where we say that they already are considered a kavias, an establishment, that it's considered a silo to be chayv and meiser, and that is to really make it forbidden of eating achilas arai, and yet still we find that it's permitted to do on Shabbos. So your question is moot. It doesn't start, because it's not like we learned the Mishnah Masechta is meisers, where the beginning of it is talking about produce, and then it says, Ezehu garnon l'maiser. Now, what would be considered a garen for these fruits and vegetables to be considered that it's a silo to be obligated in maiser? What's, in other words, what's the gemara malacha that is considered complete to be obligated in maiser? So on that, the Mishnah says, Hakishuin badluin, regarding cucumbers and gourds and pumpkins, is mishiyafaksu, is when the fox was taken off. That's a reference to this type of a petal that's on the top, like a type of a blossom, like apples have, where it falls off and it gets dry. That is, means to say it's already in its completed stage, and hence it's chayv and meiser. Or v'shaloi piksu, however, if let's say it didn't fall off yet, this blossom, then when they could still have a chayv and meiser, if mishayamad arema, if it was piled up into a pile, which is what's called the kri, then it's already considered established, it's already a kvi, is to already be chayv and meiser. It's not namiga b'tzalim, and similarly we learned over there regarding onions, is mishayamad arema, which are things that never have this falling off the blossoms. So when are they chayv and meiser? This is when they're piled together in a big pile. So what we see is regarding meiser, that when you pile it up into a pile, it's considered already a gemar malach, it's completed the malacha to be chayv and meiser. Yet ve'ilu gabe Shabbos, whereas in regards to Shabbos, if let's say someone brings onions into his house, Hamadas Arema Potter, if you just pile into a pile, you can be exempt. Making a pile is not a malacha to be chayv on Shabbos. So you see that it's not true that you could have something gemar malacha which obligates you in Meiser, but doesn't obligate you in Shabbos. Because Elamayis l'chalamemot, so rather, what do you have to say? That although regarding Meiser, it's a malacha, but regarding Shabbos, it's not going to be considered malacha. Because there's a big distinction between what's called a malacha for Shabbos and what's a malacha, a gemar malacha for Meiser. Because regarding Shabbos, meleches machsheves, which means to say a professional malacha, a work, that is what Asur Torah. That's what the Torah says it's forbidden on Shabbos. And that's because the parasha that talks about Shabbos is near the parasha that talks about the malacha of the Mishkan, the parasha of Yakel, where the work that's done regarding what was done in the Mishkan, the 39 malachas are learned from there. The same thing applies to the halachas of Shabbos. And there it says it was a malachas machsheves. It was professional work to say that that is what Asur Torah, that's what Torah says is forbidden. Sachinami, same thing would apply over here regarding peeling the barleys and making cupfuls of them, that it's going to be permitted because malachas machsheves, Asur Torah, the Torah only forbids by Shabbos a malachas machsheves, which is not the case when you're piling up a bunch of peeled barley. That's not anything, that's not considered malachas machsheves for Shabbos, although for Meiser it is going to be considered gemar malacha and chayv Meiser, but regarding Shabbos it's not going to, and therefore there's no question how we're interpreting this qualification of Rebbe Elazar, that it was going on the seifa, not on the reisha, because actually the wives did pile them up, because although it's considered gemar malacha for Meiser, it's not considered gemar malacha for the halachas of Shabbos. Nothing more continues on what we had mentioned before regarding this, that on Yom Tov we said that you're allowed to be moil malitzes. We said on the previous daf that on Yom Tov you're allowed to go ahead and crumble them one at a time. That's not forbidden. So on that, our Gemara asks, Kitzad moil? How does one go about doing this crumbling of the grain that's inside the stalk to get it out, that you shouldn't be doing exactly how it's done during the weekday? Because obviously, for example, what's called uvdin nechayil, now do something that's similar to what's a weekday, and also because then it will have the quality of the malacha of dash, you have to do it differently. What has to be done that is allowed to be done on Yom Tov? So Abaye Meshmed Rav Yosef Amar, he says, chada chad, he says, take one finger with the thumb on another finger, that would be considered a shinoy enough of doing malila that's not forbidden on Yom Tov. Rav Avi Meshmed Rav Yosef Amar, he says, chada tarti, says you could even do one finger, in other words, the thumb, on two different fingers. Rav Amar, he says, the most lenient says, keep in the Mishani, once you're doing a shinoy, in other words, you're not doing it threshing as it's normally done, you're doing it in your fingers, so then, afilu chada kulinami, then regarding the doing this on Yom Tov, even one finger, the thumb, on all the fingers, even that would be permitted on Yom Tov. Now, part of that, we said that besides doing the melila, we said also that a person's minafeach, he can take it, he can blow it from hand to hand, and that will go ahead and get rid of the outside of that, the husk, to be able to eat what the wheat that's inside. So that the Gemara is ketzim minafeach. How does a person go ahead, and as we said, lamacher, tomorrow on Shabbos, one could be minafeach, miyad liyad, he could blow it from hand to hand, not to do it in the regular way that would be considered a malacha on Shabbos. So he said, how does one go ahead and doing that? Because you obviously have to be doing a shini. How far does the shini have to be? So that, Amar Rav Ad Barhava, Amar Rav, he says, minafeach, a person blows them, as we continue on top of Yudal Ben Aleph, Mikishri etz po'isav ulamala, from the literally the knots of his fingers, which are reference to his knuckles, and on and above. In other words, from his knuckles all the way to the fingertips, but not on the palm of his hand, because that's not so much of a shinui. You have to really do it a shinui only with one's fingers. Now that machku alav merava, they laughed on that in Eretz Yisrael, and similar to what we said, the logic before that is kivin the mishani. Once you're doing a shinui, as we said regarding what was mentioned regarding Malim and Malilas, then even with one's entire hand, it's already considered a shinoi, it's not the way it's normally done, that would already permit it without having to go ahead from the knuckles and upward. Rather, Rebbe Elazar says, a person could blow with one hand, but even the whole hand, even with all his strength, it's okay, you don't have to do it from the knuckles and up, but therefore, this itself, that you're blowing it in the not in this normal way, is enough of a shina, and that would be permitted to be menapech, miyad liyad, on Shabbos.